Chrysanthemum Cliff. It's one of the busiest travel times of the year. I don't know why I didn't think about this. Maybe you're smarter than I am, but I was recently reading a list of tips and tricks for people flying over the holidays. And in addition to obviously not checking a bag, but if you're going to check a bag, get some air tags if you don't already have air tags. And by the way, if you have a friend or a family member that's coming to visit you and they're going to be bringing a lot of luggage, send them some air tags as their Christmas gift and ship them Amazon right now. What a cool gift to send someone who's preparing to come visit you.
They're way cheaper than you think they are too. I thought they were like 50 or 60 bucks a piece. I think you can get one for like 25. And if you buy like a pack of four, they're only like 20 bucks a piece. And they're awesome and really cost effective. So
that is what I'm seeing. That is the price point I'm seeing right now. Yep. So that's a really cool gift to give someone who's traveling to see you, putting in the work, packing up, getting on the plane. But if you're the one traveling, this never occurred to me. Print out your itinerary and put it inside your bag, because if it ends up in the wrong city or if it gets lost, they'll open the bag and they'll see exactly where it should go. They'll look up all of your information and they'll get it to you very quickly. Did you know about this, Cliff?
I didn't. That's really smart.
We have gotten so far away from printing anything. Everything's on our phone, the boarding pass, the security, you fly through that way. It didn't even occur to me ever to print everything out and just leave it in the suitcase that's checked. Brilliant.
That's super smart.
What do you have today, Cliff?
You're familiar with the band Wham?
Of course I am, Cliff.
Of course. She's a radio DJ. You've probably put Wham on a radio station at some point. Well, I mean, obviously, you used to program Christmas.
Yeah, Wham. I'm more familiar with Wham than I would like to be, put it that way.
See, and I'm actually not that familiar with Wham, so I think the only song I know by Wham is actually Last Christmas. Do they have other songs that I should know?
Yes, Cliff.
Okay. I assumed that wasn't their one song.
But this is a Christmas podcast, so we're not going to be talking about Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. You know that one, Cliff. And then Careless Whisper.
Oh, yeah, that's a good song, too. Okay, you know, so I do know a bunch of Wham songs. That's great.
You know some Wham songs.
I know some Wham. So are you familiar with Whamageddon?
No.
So it's a game. I guess I could say a game. There's no winning or losing. Well, there is losing, but there's really no winning that people play. And the objective is between December 1st and December 24th, you have to avoid hearing the song Last Christmas by Wham. And if you lose, you've lost at Whamageddon. And I guess if you win, you've won at Whamageddon, but there are no prizes and it's a game you play by yourself. I have a number of friends that participate in it. So like that's a hard song to avoid. No Christmas music streaming. There's no listening to Christmas stations on the radio. You probably have to avoid the mall, I would think. But the two funniest things that I've read about Whamageddon lately, and this thing is way, way, way bigger in the UK, where I think Wham was probably a bigger band, I have to think, is that at a soccer game last weekend, in front of 60,000 people, the DJ played Last Christmas. And so he whammed out an entire soccer stadium full of people. And apparently, like, enough people were there that it kind of caused a bit of a kerfluffle, I might say. So
havoc. Wow. I can't imagine.
Love it. Anyway, it's a great song. The movie's good, too. If you haven't seen Last Christmas, it's a good movie, too. It's with the lady from Game of Thrones, Emily something.
Well, if you're competing in Whamageddon, good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Our thoughts are
Don't watch
with
that
you.
Movie. Don't watch that movie.